he's scary, he's ugly, we're trying to throw him in prison. You know, it's a movement. There's no question it's a movement, but it's also a testament to their tactics and just how toxic they are in this moment, and they should realize that. Rick Grenell, Trump's former director of national intelligence, joins me tonight to talk more about this. Rick, good to see you again. Philip Bump goes on a podcast. Washington Post gets a very simple question. How can you say there's no evidence? We have a text from his son saying that Joe forces him to share half of his untaxed and corrupt income. And Philip Bump just walks out of the room. That was amazing.
Look, those of us who know Philip Bump, we know that for years he has been manipulating information to pretend like it's news, but he's really just a shill for the Democrats. Look, I think you can watch this over the next couple of weeks, and we should come back and do the story again, because there is no question, Rob, that Philip Bump is going to get some sort of scoop from the Democrats now over the next couple of weeks. They need to help revive him. He has been outed as a complete phony to the rest of America. We see him in this podcast completely uninterested in following facts. He has outed not only himself, but the Washington Post. And make no mistake, the swamp, those Democrats in Washington, are going to try to revive Philip Bump by giving him some scoop. Over the next 2 weeks, he will have some big scoop that makes it look like he's a legitimate journalist. But he is a legitimate talking head for the Democrats.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk Georgia for a second. Fannie Willis exonerating evidence regarding these alternate electors. Pretty obvious they had good intentions, decent intentions. They're still charged because indictments are so easy to obtain and because they needed to get a lot of people indicted in this one. And politically charged indictments are no different. Not surprised, I'm sure you aren't, to see the same tactic in Georgia that we saw in New York with Alvin Bragg.
Yeah, look, it's a circus in Georgia. It's disappointing to see the governor of Georgia pretend like he is watching and calling balls and strikes as a referee. But it's clear that we have lots of evidence that this should be just thrown out, that this is a political prosecution. It is a circus. She's very nervous when you see her speak. She doesn't really know what she's saying. She's bumbling. She doesn't know the law. This will go down in history as a textbook, things that you're not supposed to do when you're a lawyer.
Yeah. No, I her press conference, I mean, when she didn't know how to pronounce some of these people's names. And I'm thinking, you're indicting these people, and you don't really, I mean, I just wondered, like, who really put this thing together? Who actually did all the work? I want to ask you finally to break off topic for just a second. When you were in the Trump administration, you were appointed to the post of special envoy for Serbia and Kosovo peace negotiations, which is a part of the world that's very dicey, as you know, and has quite a history. In that capacity, you were able to bring these two countries together. This is more of what the Trump administration was able to do to kind of bring peace around the world so we don't have to be engaged in all these wars that people in this country are so tired of. 3 years ago today, you signed a historic Kosovo-Serbia economic normalization agreement. But as we understand it, with Trump out of the White House now for a couple years, the progress is collapsing under Joe Biden. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Today, 3 years ago today, we were in the Oval Office, a historic moment with the president of Serbia and the prime minister of Kosovo, and we were signing this economic normalization. As you know, over the last couple of months, we've seen NATO troops moving back into the region. It's really become chaos. But here's the difference. President Trump decided to push forward with economic normalization, trying to get jobs, trying to get the two parties, instead of sitting around a table talking about issues, he was trying to move them closer to a better economy with higher paying jobs for young people. What the Biden team did when they came in is drop back, ignore the region and say, well, this is something that the European Union should take the lead on. The problem is the European Union had been trying for 18, 19 years and completely failed when we decided to step in and solve this problem. We had it right there on the 1 yard line and chalk it up to yet another political foreign policy disaster from Joe Biden.